are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, you're going to be so thrilled and excited because our show is going to help you to question your career reality. If you are questioning why God am I sitting in this little cubicle when I could be out exploring the world and doing a Magellan situation, you're going to wonder why and question it. And Amy Rose is here today to help you if you have a dream of being a country music singer and songwriter. So she's coming up just seconds away. Now, again, this show is for you if you were or are or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. And our guests, they provide advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, because we have had some incredible guests with great advice. So if you want to be an actress, you want to be a model, a musician, no matter what you want to be, we have had a guest in that category. And you can read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows. You can do this by going to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. And this takes you directly to our archive page. And that's where you can view all of the past guests. And our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section and on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. If you want to find out about the future guests, though, you have to go and visit the official Question Reality website, which is at questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com. And I apologize to anyone who's listening right now and is hearing feedback. I'm not sure where that feedback is coming from. I hope Amy's not listening to the show live because I'm getting some feedback back here, and it's throwing my game off. It's throwing me off. I can't focus. Oh my goodness. Okay. Hopefully we can get through it and there's not too much feedback coming on. Now, by the way, if you enjoy listening to our show, believe in our goal to inspire, motivate, and educate people on what it takes to pursue a successful career in the entertainment industry, please consider helping to support our efforts by going to the website. And that is questionrealityradioshow.com and clicking on our Amazon.com link to order all of your Amazon products. And this is going to help us so much with our ongoing financial efforts to keep this show on the air and keep the advertisements down. And we thank you so much in advance. Now, finally, to our guests, we have a fantastic guest for you today, as we do every week. Her name is Amy Rose, and she is a country music singer songwriter. And if you want to check her out right now, go to amyrosemusic.com. Amyrosemusic.com. She's also available on Facebook under Amy Rose Music Official, Twitter, Amy-Rose-Music, and she is on YouTube under Amy Rose Music Official. Now, we're going to be asking her lots of questions today, which I think will really help you, again, if you are pursuing a career in the country music business. We're going to ask her what her biggest piece of advice is to aspiring singers who dream of moving to Nashville. We're going to ask, do you really need to move to Nashville to get noticed by important record labels? And we're going to ask her some things that basically you need to know if you decide to pursue a career in the country music business. So let me just tell you a little bit about Amy. She is an award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer from Ontario, Canada. Our northern buddies love my Canadians, love Chopped Canada. We, you know, Chopped the show, and now they've added Chopped Canada. I mean, how great can you get? She is the 2014 International Music and Entertainment Association's Country Entertainer of the Year, as well as winning an Independent Country Music Association Award and a Nashville Universe Award. And her first three single releases in the U.S. have all earned top 10 status on the LA-based New Music Weekly magazine country chart, with one single reaching number one. And she has a new single, which we are going to be playing for you today. Very excited. I listened to it and it was so good. And you guys know I'm not country crazy over here. You know I'm not country music crazy, but this was really good. Now, you know I'm being honest because you know I'm not a country music fanatic. Now, there are some songs that I love, but you know, I love my disco. You know, I'm still stuck in the 80s. Can't get over it. Call me crazy. If you hate disco, hate 80s music. But this song was really good. I definitely love this song. And we are going to play that at 5:30, around the 5:30 mark. Don't quote me on 5:30, 5:29, 5:27, 5:31. It just depends how the interview is going, people. So don't be emailing saying, I tuned in at 5:30 and I missed it. Well, you should have been listening to the whole show, my darlings. Please. Amy is exciting. She's got exciting stuff to talk about. You're not going to be missing out if you listen to the whole show. Again, her new single, Country Crazy, has just been released on radio. So, without further ado, let's welcome Amy. How are you, my darling Amy Rose?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, Amy, I hear some feedback. Does anybody in your house are they listening to the show live? Like they clicked on the link and are listening to it?
No, you know what? I don't hear any feedback. I'm in my car doing the interview, so nobody's around me.
No, you're not. No.
I am.
Dedicated. What a total trooper you are, freezing up in Canada in the tundra. Or is that Alaska? I think it's Alaska. Everybody who knows me knows math and geography is not my thing. But, oh my gosh, I hope you got the heat on. I hope you don't die during the interview of cold. Is it cold up there?
You know what? It actually, it's pretty warm here today. The snow has melted. I think we got up to like 17 plus 18 here. So it's pretty warm. It's not as hot as, you know, I'm sure it is in LA where you guys are all walking around in your flip-flops and bathing suits. But, you know, we're able to take off our parkas, you know what I mean, and walk around in our, you know.
I haven't seen a damn bikini since the 70s, but all right. I still like to wear a bikini. All right. I love it. But I personally love Canada. I was very fortunate to go again in the 80s, late 80s, people. I'm not that old. But I was very fortunate to go. There was Madonna was having a concert up there, and we had met these gorgeous British guys, and they invited us to go to the concert. So we drove 13 hours to get there to go to this concert. We were in Toronto, though. I don't know where you are in respect to Toronto, but it was just such a beautiful city. I didn't see any cigarette butts. I didn't see any dirt on the ground. It was so clean and everyone was so friendly. It's a lovely, at least Toronto. I haven't been anywhere else, but if that's a representation of Canada, you guys are awesome up there.
Yeah, well, us Canadians are the definition of awesome, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Just ask us. We'll tell you.
I know, eh? Oh. Well, let me start with very exciting things happening for you. I mean, we had you on the show last year. You had just released. What was that song? Now I can't remember, Amy. What was your song that we did last year? We debuted here or played.
Hard You Like a Redneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, you know, country is like a breakout hitting success. And I think for so many reasons, one of them, a new interest in young people is coming from the show that's on Nashville, which I love it. I mean, it's given me a whole new appreciation for country music, honestly, because I was never a country music fan. What, you know, Mickey Gilley or you know, a couple here and there. But I tell you, these people, it's like they're all beautiful, one, and they can all sing. And
hello.
And she's such a great singer, but everybody all of a sudden is now all about country. Country, all these young kids that are in the rap and hip-hop, they're like discovering country. So I think that it's really helping to regenerate and reinvigorate the young people with the introduction to country music who are not in, say, Nashville or any of the states that they have a lot of country music. So I wanted to ask you, your new single release, Country Crazy, it sounds fantastic. So I want to know, what kind of reactions have you been getting from country fans? And I think it's on the radio. I don't know if it's had any play yet. I don't know if it's about to go on or you've been on, but if not, what's been the reactions from the fans about the latest song?
Oh, gosh. You know what? The reaction has been amazing with this single. It was released to radio last Monday. You know, the reviews that we have gotten on this, just mind-boggling. You know, people saying, giving it, I think it got a four out of five stars. You know, saying it was my best single yet. The vocal ability on it was just, you know, amazing. You know, we recently just shot the video last weekend for this, so we just released the behind-the-scenes all-access, the making of Country Crazy on Friday night, and in a matter of literally today, we've gotten over 2,000 views in less than 4 hours.
Wow.
You know, it's just, yeah, it's crazy, you know, just, you know, people were really, you know, expecting a lot from me with this single. You know, Sunshine came out, it went number one, and, you know, I think people were anticipating that, you know, this single was going to be bigger than, you know, any of my other singles. So I'm really hoping that's the case, and, you know, hoping I don't let anybody down.
I find that hard to believe, Amy Rose. Now, you know I love your name so much that I have to use your first and last. That is a star name if I've ever heard. I think there should be a country song written with the words Amy Rose. So we need to put that out there. Somebody pick it up, write a country song, Amy Rose. Maybe you could write one yourself. Write your own damn song, Amy Rose, right?
But then I would be known as that conceited country girl, right?
Oh.
You know, that country singer from Canada that has, you know, bigger conceit than anybody else. You know, so I'll let someone else pick up that song and write it and just send it to me.
But on the flip side, you'd be getting a lot of buzz. That might trend.
Well, there you go.
you might be trending on Google like crazy. The nerve of that girl. The nerve. Now, Country Crazy, is this something that you wrote or was it written for you?
No, I didn't write Country Crazy. Country Crazy was actually written by two of my producers, Marty Beecroft and Glenn Colson, and as well as Tal Bachman, who has had some major success of his own, you know, with some hits such as She's So High. So, you know, it a great combination of songwriters on there. And, you know, this song was brought to me probably about a year and a half ago, you know, and they had thought I'd be a good fit for the song. And at that point, it really didn't fit in our timeline. We had, you know, Country Crazy, we had Party Like a Redneck, and then we had Sunshine. You know, so we had all of these other singles that we needed to release. And then, you know, when it came time to do the song, because I absolutely loved it, you know, it was time to put Country Crazy out there and, you know, to show the world that this song is, you know, the definition of country. It's, you know, country, it's crazy, collided. It's way out there.
Well, what is Country Crazy about? Because before you tell me, the more I look at this, these words, and I say them, I think I am about to start a whole new verbal fad. You know how people are like, she is tore up from the floor up, or she is cray cray. Well, I think that we need to call psychos, you know, people that are like really crazy and try to drive you crazy. We need to call them country crazy. Country crazy, because you know you're going to get your ass beat if you go country crazy, because you don't fool around with the rednecks. They're going to beat your ass. Come on.
Absolutely.
Now.
And, you know, that's the thing with me. We had our party like a redneck, and everybody was like, you know, how do rednecks breed in Canada? You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, we breed all around the world. You know, seriously. I'm a redneck, you know, full-fledged redneck, right? And then I've got my crazy side, which you don't want to mess with, right?
Oh.
So you got your country redneck crazy. Crazy, you know, diva. And, you know, they just all kind of fit and mesh. So, you know, we're really hoping that people pick up on that.
I can't believe that somebody asked you, how do you breed? B-R-E-E-D. Wow. Breed. All right. That, you should have gone country crazy on that person who said that. But what exactly, Amy, what's the song about? Is it about, you know, a wild woman who stabs, maims, and tortures her husband, boyfriend, or best friend? What do we got here with the country crazy? What's it about?
Well, we weren't going quite that route, but I can see that could be a song in the making for sure.
Uh-huh.
But country crazy is about, you know, a girl that's a power executive by day, and I mean like the leading lady of the world, you know, showing PowerPoint presentations to her CEO. She is the woman in charge, you know, by day, and then by night her bad self comes out and she gets country crazy wild. I mean, dancing on the bar, shooting whiskey shots, playing air guitar, you know, and that's what this song is about. You know, it's her alter ego.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me what the song's about. I love that. You know, every time I interview you, I look forward to when you go, a boat. I love it. Oh, there's somebody in LA that goes, well, it's a boat and this, and it's a boat that. I love that. I love it. Love it. Now, I understand that there's also an upcoming video for this single. Tell me about it. That's exciting.
Yeah, so we shot the video last weekend, like I had said, and it was, you know, such a great shoot. It was a two-day event, so we had our office scenes on the Saturday, and then we had our bar scenes on the Sunday, and it was just amazing. It was so fun. You know, it gave us that aspect of we got to, you know, get together with all of our friends, the band, the fans, you know, everybody was there. It was great. And we all got country crazy with each other. So this video was directed by an amazing director by the name of Kyle Popovich. I'm hoping I pronounced his name right. I was bound to mess it up, and I think I told him that as well. But he's an amazing director. He's done some amazing stuff, and I was just so lucky to actually, you know, get the opportunity to work with him on this single. So we're hoping, you know, the video is going to be released by the end of April. We got a lot of people waiting for this video, and, you know, the fans have been so patiently waiting for it as well. So, you know, we're going to let it go and see how it flies.
Now, when you let it go, as you said, where are you going to be letting it go? Where are we going to be able to see this video?
Well, we're hoping it gets picked up by CMT. Party Like a Redneck got picked up by CMT, so we're hoping, you know, there's a winning streak there, as well as we've got some stations in the U.S. waiting for it. It'll obviously be on YouTube, you know, as well as, you know, submission for y'all, which, you know, every other of my videos have been, you know, in there and have made, you know, at least the top 25 in y'all most watched videos. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, we're going to release it to a lot of stations, a lot of U.S. stations, UK, Canada, you know, anywhere that will play it.
Well, I would hope so. I want you to make sure that you send me a couple, or at least notify me so that I can get a look at this video when it comes out. I don't want to miss this. Now, you have, tell us about your upcoming CMA Fest performance and your autograph signing. Now, that sounds really fun and exciting. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going back to Nashville, Tennessee, where all the country folks want to be. I'm going to be heading back there in June 5th. I've got a couple shows down there, as well as autograph signing for CMA Fest. And, you know, I don't know who's going to want my autograph, but I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to be signing them. So come on over. Come on, visit. Talk to me. Keep me company. I don't want to be a loner.
No, we definitely don't want that. Tell us where it's going to be and what date again so we can write that down.
Yeah, so I believe the dates are June 6th, 7th, and 8th. Mm-hmm. It might be the 9th. Sorry, I'm leaving on the 5th. I know that. So, and my show is on the 7th. So I think it's the 7th, 8th, and the 9th, actually. Okay. In Nashville, Tennessee, and it's just, you know, anybody that knows country music knows that CMA Fest is just one great big party with all the stars, so mm-hmm. definitely come on down. That's where it's at, that's where I'm going to be, so, you know, come and visit.
Wait, now, what is the actual venue called again, the venue?
CMA Fest 2014.
Oh, that's okay, so I guess if you Google CMA Fest, it'll come up where it is, and I would assume that you're also going to put that on your website, or you have it on your
website. Absolutely, absolutely.
So if you go to Amy's website, you will get more details, and again, that's amyrosemusic.com. Now, when you go to the CMA Fest, do you think you're going to see he's like my new fantasy man, Avery Barkley from the show Nashville. I think his real name is Jonathan.
I love Avery Barkley from Nashville. I've never met him, but he is a looker. By golly, he's a looker.
So sexy. He's a little on the thin side. I need to fatten him up with a couple Snickers bars. But
I climb up like a tree.
I'm willing to try to fatten him up a little bit, but he's so sexy. So, Amy, you got to promise me if you see him, you got to pull a lock of his hair so that I can do a voodoo thing over here and, like, have him swoon after me.
As long as you talk to Michael, my manager, and let him know that shall that happen, and if I get arrested, that he's willing to back me up, that it was all you that talked me into it.
Right on the radio show. I hope you have a great time there. That's very exciting. Now, what will you be doing? You'll be sitting there with headshots and maybe copies of your CD, doing the autographs. Are you going to, is it like a booth that you're going to be at, or are you going to perform?
It's going to be a booth. You know, no performances that day, just signing autographs. We'll have, obviously, you know, pictures available, CDs, t-shirts, you know, just for the fans to come and talk to me and, you know, let them know or let me know what they think of my music and my singles. And, you know, I'm looking forward to talking to the fans, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, you know, just very excited about that.
I am excited. Now, hopefully Michael Stover, I love that man, by the way. Michael Stover is like, he is the manager of MTS Management Group. And again, Amy Rose, we got to give him some props. He is so impressive to us, is he not? Again, I'm always so amazed at how on top of this man is. He just never ceases to amaze me. He's so professional. And I hope you would agree, if anybody is seeking any sort of representation in the, I think he just deals with country music. I'm not sure, but I'm going to just say country music. Not sure. Wait a minute. No, he doesn't, because I've had his other clients on and they're not country. I think he does music overall, but if they're seeking representation, I personally would run to him like moth to a flame. He is just fantastic. You have worked with him personally. He's been your, is he your manager or is he your agent? What exactly is he? Because I deal with him on a different level, but he's your manager, right?
Michael is my manager. Okay. I've been with MTS now for, I think, over 2 years, and, you know, he's just, honestly, he's a brand to my bar. He's so amazing. I love him. You know, and you're right, he is so on top of things. I tell you know, this is a man that never takes holidays, and when he says he's going to, it just means he's going to work harder. You know, it's just one of those things where you're like, it's Sunday, oh my gosh, I'm not going to hear from Michael, thank goodness, and then he sends you 20 emails.
Yes! Amazing! He is like the personification of what the dream talent manager should be doing for his clients, and as I've told him so many times, I wish that we could clone him. for like every position in charge of talent in the entertainment industry. He's just such a fantastic man. And I would love working with him. He sends me a lot of his clients, which I interview, and it's always such a treat to hear from him. But enough about Mr. Michael Stover. I want to get to this song because I want everybody to hear this song, Country Crazy. So I am going to ask you to set it up for us and tell us, is there anything we should be looking for in the song? Is there anything we should be thinking about? Is there anything that you want to tell us to take us to put us in the mood for Country Crazy?
Yeah, like sit back, relax, think country wild, and go crazy, mind absorbed.
Ah, you know what? I think I think that we are going to get a thrill out of this song. I loved it. I think you're going to love it. So I want to play it now. Let's play Country Crazy. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Amy about getting career advice in the entertainment industry. And she's going to have some great advice if you want to pursue a career in entertainment. So let's play, without further ado, Country Crazy, sung by the gorgeous, sexy, hot Canadian herself, Amy Rose. Let's play it, Country Crazy.
Eating lunches uptown, taking meetings downtown, power boy slides for the CEO. She's a
but I gotta give credit where credit is due, and that is a song. So even if you say, oh, I don't like country music like I do, this song, there's no way you couldn't like this song, Country Crazy by Amy Rose. Am I right, Amy Rose? You gotta agree on that one.
I'm hoping people like it.
Oh, it's great. Now, of course, music. This music is going to hopefully be playing in nightclubs and bars and grills and all these other places that serve alcohol around the country and the world. And I understand that you have a stance against drinking and driving, which you'd like to share with us. Now, has there anything that's happened that has caused you to be passionate about this, or what exactly did you want to talk about in regard to that subject?
Yeah, well, you know what? I've teamed up with an amazing organization by the name of Bright Star International. And, you know, we're hoping together that we can just spread the message. You know, it's not that I've ever lost anybody to drinking or driving, but the fact of the matter is I don't ever want to have to. You know, I'm a mom of three little girls. And, you know, that is honestly the most terrifying feeling ever is, you know, going into a car and knowing that, you know, their life is in the hands of the surroundings, you know, the people around us. And, you know, God forbid if they're drinking or, you know, doing whatever, if they're under the influence of, you know, substance or whatever it may be, you know, it's preventable, you know, it's call a friend, call a cab, just be smart, you know what I mean? Just don't do it. Don't do it at all because it's not safe. It's not safe for you. It's not safe for your surroundings. You know, just save a life that ultimately could be your own. And that's a message that we're trying to spread.
Yeah. And drinking is fine as long as you can handle it, but you can't handle it if you're going to drive. And if you want to continue drinking and enjoy getting yourself all liquored up and doing your thing, then if you want to continue it, don't drive, because then that's going to end all the fun for you, because you are not going to be able to drink any longer, because you're going to be dead as a doorknob on a morgue slab, right? So definitely.
Exactly. Just be smart. You know what I mean? Be smart about it.
Yeah. And definitely don't drink and drive and text. Now that's just crazy. That's a death sentence right there. The texting is just so crazy today. Oh, I have to keep my eye on my husband. He likes to look down and peek at his phone. He did it yesterday. We were going to a fundraising party for my film, and he was like trying to turn the hotspot on. And I said, I will black your eye right now if you even think about it. So, and that's with me in the car. So I worry about him. He's like, okay. But I don't know why. I mean, he doesn't drink, thank God. He doesn't do drugs. He's never drank or done drugs in his life. He just is obsessive with the phone. You know, the phone. He has to have the phone in his ear, looking at it. Can't keep his fingers off of it. And that's another thing. You don't even have to drink to get into the text mania that is consuming us these days. So please be aware not to look at your phone. Throw it in the trunk. Just open the trunk, put it in the trunk until you get out of the car. That's what I'm going to say. Now, it's really. So this organization, are they going to be sponsoring you in any way for any of your upcoming shows or performances?
You know what? We've teamed up with Bright Star International. We've done some stuff with them. Obviously, you know, we've teamed up to get this message out there, and, you know, we're doing the best that we can. But, you know, I've also teamed up. They also work with other organizations, right? So, you know, recently I went to New York, and they did a show with Bright Star International, basically at a local hospital, you know, just for the people that are there that can't get out. You know what I mean? So we went in, we sang some songs for them. It was, you know, such a great, great thing to do. And, you know, I was honestly just humbled to be a part of the opportunity with Bright Star, as well as when we were recently down in Nashville for the Nashville Universe Awards. We also did a show with Bright Star International. It was a songwriter's round at TAPS, which was great. So, you know, they're involved in so many different angles of the industry with different artists, you know, whether it be for bullying or drinking or driving or, you know, for burn victims or, you know, abuse victims. They deal with so many different angles. It's such a great opportunity or such a great organization. Definitely check them out at BrightStarInternational.com and, you know, look them up because they're amazing.
Absolutely. Now let's get to the career advice portion of the show. So people are like, finally, tell me, how do I get to Nashville, girl? All right. What, my first question, what three characteristic traits do you definitely feel that someone needs to have in order to pursue a successful career in country music these days?
Heart, soul, and mind. You know, that's honestly probably the three keys of, you know, surviving in this industry. There's a lot of people out there with talent, and my motto is, you know, no matter how good you are, there's always someone out there that's better than you. You know what I mean? So just have a strong heart, keep yourself open-minded, and just, you know, drive, go reach for the stars, and be unstoppable, and make yourself that one different person that nobody's ever seen before. You know what I mean? Be different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you have any important career advice specifically for female singers and songwriters that would differ from just an overall general statement? Something that you really feel that you want to get a message out to the female singer and songwriters who are just starting out in the business?
Yeah, you know what? Be yourself. You know what I mean? You can be different in your own mind frame, but be yourself. Don't let anybody change you. For every one person that doesn't want you to make it in the industry, there's 100 more out there that do. So just, you know, stay true to yourself. Don't change your looks. Don't change your style. Just change, you know, be yourself. Don't change for anybody.
Do you feel that female country singers, I mean, this is modern times where women have equal opportunities, if not better opportunities sometimes, than men do. But do you feel that females are having any sort of strife in their career pursuits in the country music business? Or do you think it's gotten better, worse, still the same as, say, 20 years ago?
You know what? I think it's gotten better. I like to say that it's gotten better. You know, going back years ago, a really, you know, amazing person in the industry had told me that, you know, the industry had gotten to the point where it was basically, you know, 10% voice and 90% image. And, you know, that to me, it shouldn't be that way. It should be the opposite. You know what I mean? Like, it should be full out, hard headed talent that gets you where you are, not just the average, you know, hey, I can sing a D note or an A note without going flat. You know, we want talent. We want talented singers. And, you know, I think country music has gotten back on track. I think it lost its way for a bit, but I honestly think it's back on track now. You know, you have these shows like The Voice where, you know, they go out there and you don't know what they look like. You know what I mean? You have no idea what they look like, and they're based on their voice. They're based on the fact that they can actually sing. And that's what I love about shows like that. And I really think that country music has, you know, gotten right back in that direction of, you know, the talents of, you know, Patsy Cline and Tammy Wynette and Dolly Parton. You know, they're full talented women. And that's what I think country music has gotten back down that angle for.
Now, what would be your biggest piece of advice to aspiring singers who dream of moving to Nashville? I mean, do you really have to move to Nashville to get noticed by the important record labels? I mean, look, you're way up north in Canada, and yet you're getting so much buzz. Do you recommend that there's a mass exodus to Nashville for all these singers, songwriters?
You know, I don't think you need to be in Nashville nowadays to make it. I think going back 20 years ago, that was, you know, the perception that a lot of people had. But I think nowadays it's with the social medias that are out there, you know, your Facebooks, your Twitter, your MySpace, your Reverb Nation, you know, I think there's so much social media that it's all worldwide based now. So you can be anywhere in the world and, you know, still be able to get the buzz that you would get, you know, living in Nashville 20 years ago. So definitely, I really don't think Nashville is where you need to move to. I do think that it's still the heart of country music, and definitely, you know, if you want to be someone, that's where, you know, it's at. But, you know, until Nashville calls you, you know, just keep doing the social media stuff and get yourself a manager, a publicist, an agent, you know, anybody that's going to work for you and get you to where you need to be at, you know, to get to that point where you need to move to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that you need to know that you feel are vital, vital, vital pieces of information if somebody is deciding to pursue a career in the country music business? Is there little tips that you definitely need to know?
Absolutely. You know what? I could sit here forever and list a million of them, but honestly, the most important tip of advice that I could ever give anybody is just surround yourself with great people and you'll be destined for greatness. You know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, looking to take advantage of new singers. You know, I can make you a star if you give me $10,000. I can, you know, you'll be number one if you give me $20,000. Just, it doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Like, use your talent, use your brain, and it will guide you. It will guide you to where you need to be. So just really, really surround yourself with those people that you trust. And, you know, if you ever have a bad feeling about something, it's a bad feeling for a reason.
Absolutely. Listen to your gut, people. That should be a country song. Listen to your gut. Okay. So moving on. Actually, any kind of cliche you could turn into country song. They have the best songs ever. I still love that one. I cannot remember the name of it, but I think the guy's name was Earl and the ex-wife like killed him or something. Do you know which one?
Oh, the Dixie Chicks. Girls Gotta Die.
Yeah, okay.
Earl's gonna die.
That was like the first time I really said, oh my gosh, I have to check out this whole song. Don't turn that song off. I've got to actually listen to the whole thing. That was really great. I'm not sure. There's so many great questions that I want to ask you, but... And I wanted to ask about, in your opinion, what is the secret to... Now, do you write at all? Because this question might not even be applicable to you, but I thought you wrote some songs.
I do. I am a songwriter as well. I wrote Party Like a Redneck.
That's right. Okay, so this question is fine. In your opinion, what is the secret to writing a great country song? The lyrics as well as the instrumentation, because... country songs, as we know, are so different. For example, all right, love songs in a country style, written in a country style versus love songs in a pop style. Now, most people can immediately distinguish the difference. Even if the song was just read to us instead of being sung, we know that it's a country song. So how do you approach writing a country song versus a pop song? They're different. They sound different. They have different meanings. They have different, I mean, it's just different, but it can still be a love song. How do you, if you want to write it, how do you approach it so it doesn't sound like a regular old, you know, pop song?
You know, the funny thing is that question can go so many angles because, you know, there's so many pop songs out there that have been turned into country. You know, speaking of that, you know, my first single, I Just Want You to Know, which was my first top 10 hit, it actually was a remake of the Backstreet Boys song, I Just Want You to Know, and I turned it into country. It was one of those songs where I loved it. You know, it was put on their album as a filler, and I loved it, and I wanted to do a country version of it. And we went ahead and we did it. You know, so you could totally take a pop song and, you know, do a country or vice versa. You know, there's a lot of country songs that they've turned into pop. So, you know, it's more or less the lyrical message of it is still the same. And it's still the same song, but the style musically has, you know, whether they add steel in there or they add your violin or whatever it should be, you know, but it gives it that country feel opposed to the pop feel or vice versa.
Yeah, because I thought there was some secret about writing a country song because some of them, they tell stories. I mean, they are little tiny music videos with words. I just really love the message behind them. I've just recently, again, discovered country music was never a fan, but always appreciated the stories and the messages that those little songs have. And I do love the little stories, especially the Earl one. Love the Earl one. But Carrie Underwood, the song when she took the bat and broke.
Before he cheats.
Matt, thank you. I said, wow, wait a minute. There's another country song that I like. What's happening to me? And my husband's like, well, as you get older, your appreciation level of music is expanding. So that seems to be the case. Now, there has been a lot of crossover artists from country to pop, but now we're seeing a lot of the reverse. So I want to ask you, Amy Rose, other than the obvious love of music that would cause a person to switch from one genre to the next, is there any other reason that artists are switching over from pop to country? Is there a secret? Do we know anything?
Well, you know, besides the fact that country music rocks.
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, a lot of people are switching over. You have your Kelly Clarkson. You know, my favorite thing that artists are doing nowadays is, you know, they're teaming up with the other genres of music, such as, you know, rappers are teaming up with country music artists and, you know, doing songs that way. Whenever would you hear that happen, you know, 20 years ago? Never, you know, so I love the diversity of the whole industry in general. You know, you have your Katy Perry's who are teaming up with country artists. You have your, you know, it fits. And I love that. I love that everybody is so, it's like, you know, it's not just your country group and your pop group and your rock group and your rap group. You have everybody's friends, you know what I mean? And everybody's together and we're teaming up and we're doing stuff and it's fantastic. I love it.
And so there's no particular reason for it. It's just happening just because it was supposed to happen. There's no secret advantage to pop stars coming over to country other than their love of country. It's just a sign of the times is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, it's the genre and it's the generations, you know, it's the two G's. It's, you know, we're a mixed society and, you know, you have your people that love your rap, but now they've, you know, your rappers are colliding with country. So now you have that rapper fan that's now become a country fan because of that one song that his rapper dude did with a country person.
I would love to see them try to turn Walk This Way into a country version. The one with Aerosmith and Run DMC?
No, Aerosmith did a version of it with Carrie Underwood. YouTube it. It's amazing.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. I just
it's amazing. Good. YouTube it when we're done this interview. Oh, Carrie Underwood and Aerosmith. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It was so good.
I cannot believe that. See that? I didn't even know that existed, and I thought that would sound good as a country song. I think I'm a genius. I'm a secret genius.
You are. You thought of that probably 5 years ago, and they zoned into it. They said, hey, you know, Priscilla was thinking of it. Why don't we do it?
I'm so glad that you're tuned in to me because I have all these ideas, and I think, oh, this would be a good show, and that would be a good show. Next thing you know, they're on the air. I'm like, damn it. Why did I do that? Why?
You could have been a millionaire if you just would have wrote it down somewhere.
I know. I still think it was my idea for the electric can opener, but I know it wasn't. But I think it was. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show again. I can't tell you what a great time I've had as I did last year as well. And you're just a joy to talk to. You're so talented. And I am so looking forward to this new song, Country Crazy, taking off and rocking the Casbah, Amy Rose, rocking the Casbah. So I want you to say goodbye to all of your fans and tell them whatever you want to tell them. Just tell them.
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure. I think you're the best thing since sliced bread. So thank you again for having me. And, you know, to the fans, thank you for requesting my songs to, you know, the radio programmers that are playing my music. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, Amy Rose, we love you. Thank you for coming on. We want to have you on again next year. So tell Michael to get on it. And check out Amy Rose's website. It's amyrosemusic.com. She is in the process of updating it, I believe. So I think she's got all the pertinent information on. But if not, you can check her out on Facebook, Amy Rose Music Official, Twitter, Amy-Rose-Music, and also on YouTube, Amy Rose Music Official. Thank you so much, Amy Rose. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye!
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
Podcast with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.